The numbers told the story. They always do.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Fubo, Sling, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. It's all brought to you by BetMGM Nevada, proud sponsors of this program. We're proud to have them. It's Gil Alexander, Ben Wilson in for Jeff Parlay all week. And Jeff, again, we have our random screens on here at the lovely South Point studio. And they're counting down the greatest NFL teams of all time. All I'm saying is they're at 30 right now. The 91 Washington football team better be number one. That's all I got to say. If not, strongly worded email.
You're a big strongly worded email.
Strongly worded email.
They included the 1929 Packers, so they got something.
That's your squad?
Yeah. That's
29 Packers?
Yeah, 29 Packers. Remember them well.
Oh, quite a franchise they were back then. Ladies and gentlemen, it's hour number two on a Thursday. That means it's unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger. At Bill Krakenberger with a K. We don't have the benefit of having Bill in studio today, though. But he is somewhere on planet Earth. How you doing, Bill?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing very well. Where are you?
I am in Florida. Sunny Florida. What about, you got a new producer again?
Well, Ben's in for the week. Just Jeff is at that age where all of his friends are getting married. So he has like 75 weddings to go to.
Nice. And unfortunately, guys like us, we go to more funerals than weddings. Jeff's going to more weddings than funerals. It's unusual. When you get older, they'll realize that. No, I seen the new guy there. I was like, not that he's new. He may have worked for the company. I was like, you guys go through more producers than Kim Kardashian men.
Hey-o.
So it's just amazing.
Hey-o. Yeah. Bill's doing shtick this morning. Yeah. That's why Jeff is producer number 5 and 8, Bill. That's why I've had so many that we actually number them, as disrespectful as that might sound. But no, Ben is just here for the week. Ben is a play-by-play guy. Ben's got stuff. Ben's going to be more famous than everybody.
All
trust
right,
me.
Ben. Good deal. Good deal.
Honor to be here.
Honor to meet you, buddy. If you're going to be bigger than everyone, I got to really get to know you.
So what are you doing in Florida, Bill? What's going on?
So last night, though, you know, in case anyone doesn't know, I like food. So last night I went to Martorano's in Fort Lauderdale. Very hard place to get into. It was the original Martorano's. Steve Martorano has had restaurants all over the country, including at the Paris, Las Vegas there. He's had a Hard Rock here, New Jersey. I think he's at Harris. I mean, he has restaurants all over. So I was with a friend that knew him and called him last minute to get, literally the day before, which is last minute in this business, in his business, to get in. And I'll tell you, normally, I'm pretty tough on Italian food, growing up with an Italian mom and always having Italian food my whole life. Let me tell you. I'll put last night's meal, and I don't live in the moment too, guys. Just to let you know, I do not live in the moment. So I'll put last night's meal in my top five of all time. Jeez. That's how good the food was there. Most people don't know how to cook an al dente pasta, which they had perfectly. I had a chicken, which I went with a group of guys that are, let's just call them in the know. They know the area here. They're very important people. And they told me I was going to order veal parmesan. They told me to get chicken. And just to let you know, that chicken dish, which was chicken Martorano, was the best dish I've had in many years.
Yeah, for people who are looking for a not often recommended place in Vegas to go eat on the Strip, Martorano's is a good choice at Paris. It is outstanding. It really is.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Yes, and this is Steve's first restaurant here. It's still here. 23 years, I think 25 years. They've been here a long time. You know, it's funny. I went to one of his restaurants in the past. I didn't kind of care for the service. This was at the Rio, and they used to be at the Rio, and I didn't care for the service there. It was just, you can't change anything. The menu says, the plates say, don't break my balls on the plates. Mm-hmm. So it was just, I didn't know how good it would be. It was very good. Service was a little tough though to get, and you can't get anything changed, but I'll tell you why. I seen a special on Steve. His son just died, unfortunately, in his 20s. And it just got to me when it was a real good show. And I was happy to get in this restaurant last night. But beautiful down here. It's not even real humid yet. It gets worse. It's hard to come down to Florida in the summer. And I just figured it would be slower. And it was, everything's packed. The roads are packed. And Florida's packed, and everyone has money. Everyone has money everywhere across the country, not just Vegas. When I left, by the way, the airport, you couldn't move Tuesday night. I couldn't believe how packed. Las Vegas airport was like a New Year's Eve type of a crowd. And this was the day after the holiday, so it kind of confused me. I just didn't think it was going to be like that. Just packed to the gills. I'm telling you, a little take on Gil, packed to the gills. But yeah, it was absolutely packed. And just like the Fort Lauderdale airport was, everyone has money. Everyone has money to gamble with and bet with.
What they don't have there in Florida is legalized sports betting, right? They had it for a minute. Calvin Ridley was able to get in a wager, as we all know. That didn't work out so well for him. But they don't have it there. We got a request here on the Twitter machine, Bill, to talk about that Adam Chernoff article just a bit. Adam Chernoff, for those who missed, who's been on the Megapod many times before, who's just he's Canadian, does a beautiful job. He spent a lot of time in the Caribbean at shops offshore, so is as smart and as sharp in this business as anyone. And he was just talking about, generally speaking, how we have gotten to the point with legalization that instead of things getting, you know, with the intent that they were, you know, the stated intent of legalization was, oh, it's going to keep everything above board, and it's going to, you're going to realize what a great experience it is to bet legally as opposed to in the dark shadows, right, of a local bookie or offshore or anything like that. Oh, this is going to be wonderful. And in the end, he makes the very, at this point, very unassailable point that the one entity in all of this that hasn't gotten protected is the better him or herself. The better is the one that hasn't gotten protected. And we've seen several incidents here of late. And he cited one in Canada that I wasn't even aware of, where bets won, got graded, got put into accounts, and then the money was removed after the fact, voided after the fact, which is just taking it to a whole nother level, right? But it was, you know, this on the heels of the James Salinas thing with Barstool, which I explained earlier. James is going to be on the show tomorrow, Bill, to discuss the latest development in said dispute with Barstool. But I'm just curious, you had a chance to read that article, and Adam's basic premise, and I'm curious how passionately you agree with it. Adam's basic premise, and I agree with it wholeheartedly, is, hey, wait a minute. Like, this is great. We'd all love to bet legally if everything's going to be above board. But, like, there's certain things. We're supposed to have a tacit agreement about certain things. And at the very top of that is, you can't change the odds on us after we make a bet, and you certainly can't void them after you grade them. Right. This gets back to years ago. Well, let me just start there. I mean, you read the article. You agree with it, I would imagine, wholeheartedly.
Of course. You know, last night I texted you before we came on air. I always text you the night before the show and just to say, make sure we're on for 8 o'clock. And exactly. I said to you last night, can we talk about this tomorrow a little bit? But I said, you know what? Maybe we better not. Because I know me. I'm always kind of a little tough on sports books that don't do the right thing. And but I do. We've had plenty of conversations on ones that do the right thing also in town there and stuff. So this is a subject close to my heart. I retweeted his story last night. Fantastic story. Wholeheartedly agree. It's out of control that you're actually coming into a point now where sports books that are governed and looked after by gaming control or casino control commissions are now literally condoning someone canceling a bet. Not only that, after it's graded, you win your money, now they're canceling bets. In Canada, they supposedly have their own commissions there too. But I hate to tell you this, and it's not going to be a good look for us players. In the end, nobody cares. Because honestly, we're the bettors. They're the corporations with the big money, with the money in the coffers and the allegiances. And if it wasn't for casinos, gaming companies, sports books, these big companies that come into this country and Canada, the people that are governing them, that are watching them, wouldn't have jobs. So all these gaming boards, they don't care about the player. We're a little voice. These are the big guys. These are the big names. I love the article. I love his effort, and I hope it does go on. But if I had a bet on it, I think in the end, we're still going to be the ones that are out and getting screwed. Well, I hate to say that, even after reading the article.
But what you said there is very important, right? So, like, I have a dispute with the Westgate, which people know about, right? And it's still going on, and it's going to a higher court. But the Nevada Gaming Commission thing was a kangaroo court, right? The guy who, like, runs the Westgate used to be on the Gaming Commission at the very beginning of the hearing. He, like, chimes in and goes, hey, just to let you guys know, I'm here. Like, to tell his old buddies, hey, just to let you know, I'm overlording this whole thing. Like, it's a completely ridiculous thing. But I'm just talking about the ones, and so some people might debate certain disputes, right? But I'm talking about the ones that are over-the-top undebatable, like the James Salinas Barstool one. Like, remember back in 2018, which I still say is the most important segment in VSiN history, right? When we made William Hill capitulate on their NFL draft props. We won NFL That's draft right. props, and they tried to get out of it. And we That's got right. everybody paid, right? We had
That's right.
we had them calling right after the segment, just tell them to call my office. We got
That's
it done.
Right. Without a doubt.
And so what
we
I'm,
did that.
Yes.
Without a doubt.
We did it. And so I'm saying, here's the thing. Yes, you're right. It is so completely imbalanced and unfair, but I'm not okay with settling for, oh, well, it's going to be like that forever. Like, I'm with Adam. Like, something has to be done about this, or else, like, again, it's like y'all want people to stop betting with legal with the, you know, the bookie on the corner or offshore
That's right.
books. You're doing the exact opposite. You're making everybody run to those places. Like, it's just it's a fascinating subject. Anyway, good job on Adam Chernoff, but that came up on Twitter this morning. So James Salinas on the show tomorrow to discuss his dispute. Can't wait for that. More with Crackman Unscripted, Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
The Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The VSiN Summer Special is here. For only $39, you get everything VSiN has to offer from now to the end of July. Next few months are going to be filled with the best betting content in the business right here at VSiN.com, and subscribers will have access to all of it, including Adam Burke's daily MLB Best Bets, Jonathan Von Tobel with Best Bets all the way through the NBA Finals, Andy McNeil breaking down all the action on the ice all the way through the Stanley Cup playoffs. We'll have lots of NFL preseason coverage as well when that time comes, not to mention continued best bets and premium articles covering golf, UFC, USFL, and NASCAR. If you want the full VSiN experience, which features the daily Best Bets email, every edition of Point Spread Weekly, use of our betting tools, and a live video stream whenever you want it, the cost is only $39 to be a subscriber through July 31st. Sign up now at VSiN.com/summer. It's Gil Alexander, Ben Wilson in for Jeff Parlay. Jeff, so apparently we're having a grunting controversy in this tennis match between our girl, our Martina Trevisan, and Coco Gauff, that apparently Coco, this per Will Hill, who was just on with us, apparently Coco complained about delayed grunting, and the umpire said something to Trevisan, and Trevisan responded, "I don't need to change anything."
Which is the proper response, Martina.
I'm going to do what I want to do, I believe is what Bobby Brown once said. That's right. I will grunt as I please. Trevisan down a break. The first set, by the way, as the serves are getting broken left and right.
It's not as good as the Perrier controversy the other day, where Djokovic started complaining that he was required to put his
in the middle of that match
into a tournament sponsored Perrier bottle. It was like,
you imagine
the French.
Do you imagine the biggest tennis matchup on planet Earth, and in the middle of it, Novak, he's like, "What do you mean I can't drink this? I have to put this into Perrier." But it's a little ridiculous. Corporate sponsors. Got to please him. We get tweets at Beating the Book. This is from Phil Weiss, who always has ornery things to say. He said, "Gil, I want some of the stuff you're on. See if I remember. 91 Skins, best team of all time. Iga Swiatek, best of all time. Barry," he adds the cheater, Bonds, because obviously he's not biased or anything. "Barry Bonds, best all time." And then he says, "Clay Thompson, Hall of Fame. Dwight Howard, Hall of Fame. Let me know if I missed anyone." So basically 5-0, Phil, is what you're telling me? Because all five of those are completely right. I have no idea what you're talking about. Phil, worst tweet of the day. Sorry, buddy. This is from Truck. "Anyone ever say Ben sounds like Dan Shaughnessy?" Anybody ever tell you sound like Dan Shaughnessy?
No, never gotten it.
Oh, all right. You do? Yeah, now that you just said that, he's right.
That's Boston, right?
Yeah, but he doesn't really have serious New England accent, but it's like there's something in the end of it that sounded like Dan Shaughnessy. That's right. He sort of drifts at the end. That's interesting. Good call there. Bill Krakenberger, everybody, from Florida today.
Hey,
How you doing?
And that question you asked about the best teams of all time, I'm at my buddy Howie Schwab's place, by the way. So Stump the Schwab.
Yes.
I asked him that question. So he's going to come on last segment with us here and give you his opinion.
Guest appearance by Howie Schwab, famous from the Stump the Schwab days at ESPN.
Oh, yeah.
He is a
20.
He is a
legendary
vault,
employee,
an encyclopedia of sports knowledge. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, no, he's great. We went to dinner last night and we had some conversations about, you know, he's very close to Dick Vitale and he actually got Dick on my podcast and Howie's been on my podcast. He's a legendary. I think he's 26 years at ESPN and now he's enjoying the good life. So good
for him.
That's
great. I appreciate you bringing him on.
Yeah.
And by the way, that's beautiful.
You can have him on anytime.
That's beautiful because, you know, someone just accused me of being wrong on five things that I'm clearly right about. So we'll go to, it's like life doesn't usually work this way. So we'll just bring on Howie and see what he thinks about my five statements.
And he's a great, big tennis fan, by the way.
Oh,
he's watching tennis now.
That's my kind of guy.
Giant. He knows more about that than me. Like just now when you guys were talking about that umpire saying something to the Trevisan. I think it was Trevisan said something to him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would think being the street smart guy, you don't want to upset the umpire, but I don't know how influential, because I don't watch tennis, how influential the umpire is, that thing. Can he ruin, he or she?
No. Not
ruin
really.
A match or ruin?
I mean,
not really? Okay.
At the French, to some degree, right, the umpire could. You know, I want to say it was the Chilich match yesterday, because we have the Hawkeye system, by the way, in tennis, but different tournaments deal with it differently. So at the French, and Ben, you can back me up on this, there was a incident yesterday where Rublev hit a shot that was barely out by like a millimeter, and it was ruled in, I believe, but then the umpire came off the chair and said, no, in fact, it was out. And so she overruled it as out, but then Hawkeye showed it to have been in. So yes, there is a slight way that an umpire could perhaps damage the, in this particular tournament. Because some other tournaments, they're just like completely fealty to whatever Hawkeye says. It's not even worth arguing anything. But this one, you could have some influence, yes.
Okay, and just to finish our previous segment, even though we're done with it, but I still want to touch on it again because I didn't want to come off wrong to the listener and the viewer. I am all for Adam Chernoff's articles. Fantastic. I hope things do get to change, but I'm a realist and I've been around this stuff. And I'm hoping he gets to be someone that's influential, reads it, and someone that's maybe thinking, you know, enough's enough here. And it just, we don't really, that's kind of my job with, you know, I don't have a giant voice in the industry, but I always try to look out for the little guy and try to help people in situations when they have problems and with a sports book or something. But you mentioned something that before the break that I didn't get to touch on, so we went to commercial. You know, it's supposed to be the articles you read are supposed to be, oh, well, we don't want people illegally gambling with their local bookmaker and their PPH, which is a paperhead operation. We want them gambling with the regulated sites, and this way we can get the tax money and we can govern it and you have a safe bet. Let me tell you something. If there's a problem with your local guy, because 99% and change are losers percent, you discuss it with them and they're street smart. They say, you know what? We don't want to lose this guy. Give him the money. It's a little rebate form. Give him the $500 or the $200 or the $100 or the $5,000 that he's arguing about, because he's going to lose it back anyway. And that's the casino mentality sometimes too, at the crap table. Guys arguing about a bet, give him the $10. That's fine. He's going to lose it anyway. He's going to come back. Even though they'll yell and scream, I'll never play here again, they're going to be back. So eventually. So that's the difference with the offshore world, though. You're dealing with a local guy. You're dealing with whether it's an agent, a bookmaker, or you know, whatever. Maybe, you know, they know in the end, if you leave them, you're going to cost them money because you're going to find another home. There's so many different – listen. I know everyone's playing with the DraftKings and the FanDuels and all the big books of the world. Let me tell you something. I still don't think it can touch all the illegal money, so-called illegal money, that's bet around the country, especially like in a place like Florida. It's all New Yorkers here.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much money being bet with local guys. I don't think it can ever touch the I don't think that the regulated world can touch this offshore world, to be honest with you. But anyway, going back to my original point, I just think that that's not going to happen so much. People that get, you know, someone new to the new world of the new sports books, if they get, you know, upset because of a $100 bet or $50, they may not play with you anymore, and they may go somewhere else. Whereas, you know, the local guy, you could just argue with a little bit and maybe get a little rebate. It's happened to everybody. So just something I wanted to touch about.
It's fascinating. Like, again, 2018, when PASPA was ruled unconstitutional, you and I sat here and we're just like, well, let's see how this goes, right? Like, will this be, you know, the dawn of a new age where everything works out as stated, and like, oh, this is everything that, you know, they wanted to happen. And so, you know, they'll eliminate all of the stuff on the side, all the illegal stuff. And in the end, this kind of behavior, though, again, my point being, does the exact opposite. And this is getting, it doesn't feel like it's getting better. It feels like it's getting worse, is, I guess, my point. And I think that's the part that sticks in Adam Chernoff's craw. That's the part that sticks in mine as well, where it's like, okay, you would think that some of these folks would learn their lesson with some of this stuff and be like, just like you said, just like a street smart bookmaker would on the corner would say, you just give them the money. No, we're not seeing that. We're seeing them digging in their heels more. And so that's been a fascinating thing to observe here in recent times. And so good on Adam for spelling that out on covers.
Hey, Gil, did you think in 4 years here, this has been 4 years, right? Just the anniversary just passed. Mm-hmm. Did you think in 4 years we'd have almost the whole country legalized? I didn't.
I did not.
I mean, you know,
I did not
30
think
states
so. Yeah.
Canada. I didn't know we were going to. I knew New Jersey. We knew some main states there. But I really didn't think that we were going to have 30 states legal in 4 years. That's unbelievable, really.
I didn't either. I don't know what I would have said at that time, but it wouldn't have been 30. And
no.
And by the way, more to come, right? More to come. Eventually,
yes. Oh yeah.
Eventually, some of the bigger ones, because of the 20 that remain, there's some big ones out there. And California,
yeah, Florida's even big.
Yeah, California and Florida being top of list. It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen
eventually.
Eventually,
tax money alongside them.
Yeah, yep. They're strong lobbies against it in both jurisdictions, but eventually. We'll come back. Apparently, we're going to be joined by the great Howie Schwab as well on the show. From Stump the Schwab days at ESPN, looking forward to that. It's a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
The Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com to check the current betting splits data. Betting splits page will show you where the money and bets are moving for every game, and now it's updated every 10 minutes, so you can see changes in all the action. You'll be able to see where the public is betting based on the number of tickets and where the money does not match the public opinion. You can check out not just today's action, but future events as well. Betting splits, yet another way that VSiN is here to make you a smarter, better year-round. Check out today's betting splits for every game at vsin.com. It's Gil Alexander. Ben Wilson is in for Jeff Parlay as well. Unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger, who is at Howie Schwab's place down there in Florida. How you doing, Bill?
Hey, my man Howie's here with us.
Hey.
And, hey, Gil, how are you?
Hey, Howie, how are you? So great to have you, man.
Good to be with you. And I know you're a big tennis guy, so I know you probably have the golf match on in the background.
We literally have the match on behind us. Sadly, we don't have it in the studio, but I'm following the score. I am on Martina Trevisan, who can't seem to hold her serve, Howie. That's the only problem.
No, not at all. For a while, neither of them were. It was crazy. They were three or four games in a row, they couldn't hold serve. But it's an interesting match, though, because they're going to get killed anyway in the final.
Yeah, that's exactly right. No matter who wins, they're going to get killed in the final by the great Iga Swiatek. Howie, for those who don't know, Howie was the Sultan of Trivia at ESPN for so many years. Had the show called Stump the Schwab. Howie, things are good with you these days? You're in retirement now?
Well, I'm not totally retired. I still work with Dick Vitale on college basketball. Unfortunately, this year he had a tough year with the cancer situation and the throat. But he's doing much better. And other than that, I'm down here in Florida enjoying life. Yes.
Okay. We're having a little trouble with Howie's audio, Ben. Should we try to work on that a little bit? Let's get him a little closer.
How about that? Is that better?
That's a little better. Yeah. So listen, I just got a text here, and Howie, I want you to tell me where I'm wrong. This is a tweet from a listener who said, because these are five of my claims through the years on the show. I said the 91 Washington football team is the best team of all time. I'm going to give you all five, and you tell me which I'm the most wrong on. 91 Skins, I said best team of all time. I said that Iga Świątek will be the best women's player of all time when all is said and done. I've said that many times on this show for years now. I said Barry Lamar Bonds, best ball player of all time. And that two NBA players will be in the Hall of Fame. He puts out Klay Thompson and Dwight Howard. I have said those two things before. What am I most wrong about of that list?
Dwight Howard, will people look too much at his more recent facts than earlier on in his career? So you can make a case. That's okay. It's funny. Świątek, as good as she is right now, best player ever? That's kind of hard to say that between Martina, Chrissy, Graf, Stelis, Serena. I think that would be very tough to do. And if you look at women's tennis right now, no one seems to stay number one for very long anyway, no matter what. I mean, Ash Barty would have been number one until she retired. So right now, I mean, she's the hot ticket, of course, unbeaten for over 30 matches in a row. But best ever? I would question that. Sorry.
Well, that's the bold nature of that statement.
Yep.
Again, we're
and,
all.
And in 5 years, you may be right, and yeah, then you can go back and play and go, I'm a genius.
Well, no one has more respect for the women's game than I do. And Martina, obviously, with her 74 match win streak, I believe it was back in the day, is the mark to go after. But Iga wins this tournament. It's 35 in a row for her. She will have matched the longest streak of this particular decade. So Howie, because you're on, I feel the need to ask my trivia question that I always ask of people. You'd be the perfect person to try to ask this. The starting five on the 1984 United States Olympic basketball team. I'll spot you four: Patrick Ewing, Wayman Tisdale, Chris Mullen, Michael Jordan. Who was the point guard?
Wayman Stockton. Oh wow. Oh, God, I can't.
Every time I think of a question like this and I don't know the answer, I revert to the Honeymooners, like Ralph Cramden when he said, Ed Norton.
Just trying to stump the Schwab. We have time. We have time to get the answer. He'll let the wheels in his head spin.
Wow, that's a good one. I also asked Howie about his best football teams.
What are your best football teams of all time?
Your greatest team.
I'll tell you what, I would put the Steelers up there based on not only the record, but the number of Hall of Famers. I like the Steeler teams.
Talking about specific year, though, specific version.
What year? That year.
You could take any of the champion teams.
Oh, really?
You have so many years where you had Bradshaw and Franco and Swan. When you look at the defense, guys like Jack Ham and secondary.
Let me help you, Howie. He wants to know what you think about the 91 Reds.
I heard 91 Washington football team from all that. That's what I heard.
That's where he's from.
They're a very good team, but I would go Steelers above them. I'd go with a couple of the Niner teams above them.
You said the 85 Bears on
the 85 Bears.
Let me ask you this, Howie. What is, as you watch sports today, what is the sport that captures your attention the most these days?
Well, these days I want college basketball because I work with Vital and I'm very much into everything. And now the transfer portal is just driving me nuts. But realistically, college basketball first, then probably NFL and baseball. And NBA, now we're at the point. The problem with the NBA is the regular season's too long. And too many guys sit out games. And right now, when we got to the playoffs, it was great because when the Eastern Conference playoffs started, I mean, how many people really thought Boston was going to get there? I mean, I kept hearing, oh, Brooklyn's a lock, you watch. Or Milwaukee, defending champs. Or Philly, now that they have Harden. Look what happened. Miami. Miami was the number one seed, and yet here's Boston. And I know some people are downplaying Boston. I think it's going to be a really good series. I think Golden State will win. I like them in six, but I think this is a fun time of year with basketball. And when you look at that Boston-Miami series, how do you figure anything out? I mean, every game was like, oh, yeah, you expect the team to be down 20 points in the first half. What? I mean, it was just a wild series. Now, if we have that this time with Golden State, that'll be great. But I think Golden State has just a little too much. Man, who's going to stop Poole? Who's going to stop? I mean, you know you got to stop Curry. So Smart will be on him. Okay, hold him to 20, whatever. But there are other guys who can score on Golden State, and I think that's a difference than compared to Miami, which had a very inconsistent offense.
Golden State in six from Howie. What about as you look at baseball this year? Is there a team besides the obvious choices? The obvious choices being the Dodgers, being the Yankees, perhaps the Mets, based on their start, would be an obvious choice. Is there a team out there beyond those that you think people are sleeping on to perhaps contend for a World Series crown?
I think because the season's so long, you have to wait for some teams like a Milwaukee Brewers, for example, because I still think their pitching when healthy is good. Very good. Right now, I mean, yeah, it looks too obvious that the Dodgers and Yankees. The Yankees, I think, are doing it with smoke and mirrors. Because when you look at that lineup, night in, night out, sure, you have Judge, you have LeMay, when Stan's healthy. But look at the bottom of that lineup. Like, 5-9 is like, are you serious? And yet they're winning all the time. The big thing with the Yankees is the pitching. Cortez has been unbelievable. To me, the bullpen has come through. Clay Holmes has been great. The Yankees are just doing it with smoke and mirrors, though. The Dodgers, you thought the Dodgers were great, and then look what the Pirates did to them three straight games in L.A. I mean, that's what's fun about sports, though. You never know. And you got to give it time with the expanded playoffs, and it's going to be very interesting. I don't think there's a, quote, lock in baseball, even though people are talking up the Yankees. The Mets may be the closest thing to it because right now they don't have DeGrom. If he comes back, if Scherzer comes back, and the way their pitching has been, and their hitting's been great. I mean, they've been getting clutch hits. Lindor is back to being Lindor. I think the Mets are a much better team than we ever thought they'd be. Buck has done a great job, and it turns out the NL East is not as good as we thought it would be, too.
That's a very true statement right there. When we were doing our baseball previews before the season, we really believed that that was going to be the NL East among the deepest divisions, if not the most deep division in baseball, and that has not manifested, that's for sure.
I'm still waiting for the Braves. I mean, the Braves are
up. Still waiting for the defending champion Braves. We'll come back. We'll wrap things up with Bill Krakenberger, from the home of the great Howie Schwab from the Stump the Schwab days. That may be where you know him from best, working with Dick Vitale these days. Kind enough and honored to have him on the show this morning on A Numbers Game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the sports betting network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets and risk-free tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas? You can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards, sports betting's premier loyalty program, featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks. When you wager on the BetMGM app, sign up with BetMGM or log on today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. gambler. It's Gil Alexander, Unscripted with the Crackman, Bill Krakenberger, who you can follow on Twitter at Bill Krakman with a K. The name of his podcast is Wisecracks with John Orlando and Bill Krakenberger. And we bring in Bill once again from the home of Howie Schwab of Stump the Schwab fame back in the day on ESPN. Bill, how did you two meet, by the way? I should probably have asked that at the beginning.
We met at one of Teddy Atlas's dinners over a decade ago, and I got real close to Howie. And when we talk at least once a week on the phone, and he got to be one of my good friends. I really don't have any good friends, so you got to be one.
Let me say this, Gil. Billy is amazing because at Teddy Atlas's dinner, he put up a great thing for charity. Go to Vegas, spend 3-4 days out there, have great restaurants, have great shows, have great hotel. And I bought it, and I was so happy to do it. And that's how we met. And we put up a great friendship now. And Billy's one of the great human beings there is, really.
We were here outside a studio last week, and Bill called Howie. This is a true story. Bill called Howie and says, "By the way, Howie, I'm staying at your house next week." He said, "That's a house." Howie's like, "Okay, I guess you are.
Bring it on."
Yeah, we're doing it. All right. So I gave you I stumped you a little earlier, Howie, with the 1984 U.S. Olympics basketball question. Again, it's Patrick.
And I'm beating myself up over.
We gave up.
No. I'm gonna take a shot at it, but
okay.
I'm gonna say Alvin Robertson.
Alvin Robertson was in fact one of the point guards. He did start some games at point guard, but I believe the Olympics themselves started with Vern Fleming from Georgia as the point guard.
Vern Fleming. Jeez. There you
yes.
go.
We were thinking Steve Alford too, right?
Vern Fleming was a New York City kid. I remember Vern Fleming very well.
But I have to tell you, Alvin Robertson and Steve Alford, I have to sort of accept those answers as well because they were point guards on that 1984 Olympic team.
Started, but okay.
All right, let me.
I am taking his Emmy Award and throwing it in the garbage can as we speak for stumping the Schwab.
Oh, boy.
This is one of three, by the way, three Emmy Awards that he won. This one was for SportsCenter.
Oh, that's awesome. Don't take that, Bill. Don't take that out of there. So, Howie, I feel compelled.
I'm gonna take his luggage before he leaves,
I feel compelled to try to stump you one more. I'm literally putting out my finest trivia questions of all time. So, the wide receiver in the history of the NFL that has the most touches without ever fumbling, without ever losing a fumble.
Wide receiver that is.
I've heard that.
He only put it on the ground once, but it was recovered by his own team. With the most touches in NFL history as a wide receiver without losing a fumble.
Wow.
Yeah. I went to the, like, these are my all-timers, so these are the hardest ones that I can come up with. Perfect for stumping the Schwab.
Yes.
Howie Schwab.
So we're going back, like, to Charlie Joyner days kind of thing?
Oh, I'm not giving you any hints, Howie Schwab.
It's not a Larry Fitzgerald, more current. It's got to be.
If you got this, Howie Schwab, I would just.
I'm not going to get that. I'm going to say Harold Carmichael. I'm wrong.
The answer, Ricky Sanders of the Washington football team.
Oh, wow. Ricky Sanders from the Redskins, sure.
Yeah, Ricky Sanders.
Who has a great Super Bowl. Oh, wow.
Yeah, he has 506 touches without ever losing a fumble. By the way, the player in NFL history with the most touches without ever losing a fumble is a current player, Jamal Williams, 801 without ever losing a fumble. Yeah. So that's the only player with more than Sanders, by the way. Anyway, so what do you guys
you
do
stumped
on
it? You got me, Gil. That's
I stumped
okay.
you. I stumped you, Howie.
That's what I'm here for. I live down here now and I'm out of the picture.
It's
okay.
No, you're welcome anytime you want. So what do you two gentlemen do on a day like this in Florida? What do you guys do together?
We were going to go, honestly, today, I think we were going to go. I always got a beautiful spa and pool here, so I'm going to probably
go to the pool.
Do a little relaxing, which I never get to do that often. So we were
better watch the Yankee game. One of the
and you watch the Yankee game. Howie, let me ask you all. This is a personal question. You can only answer to the extent that you want. Do you like to bet on sports, or are you not a bettor?
I only bet on sports when I'm in Vegas, and that's very rare. I would love to bet on sports. I'd probably be dangerous betting on sports because just when you think you know something, you don't. I mean, I like the other night with the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Who straight lost the Pirates?
I called you on that.
Yeah, who would have thought that?
And,
I mean, baseball's really tough to bet, in my opinion. Even college basketball, like, I feel like I know a lot. I watch the game very carefully. I have opinions on teams. But if I bet, I'd probably be about 500.
What is the sport that you used to adore and love that you may still like now, but not quite in the same way? What is the sport that has sort of deteriorated through the years from your passion standpoint?
Probably, believe it or not, the NBA in the regular season. Because the NBA in the regular season, yeah, I look at scores. Yeah, I look at injuries. Yeah, I look at things. But do I care? I care maybe a month before the season ends when the playoff heat race is heating up. But hockey's still fun to watch. But again, the key is make the playoffs. And once you're in the playoffs, then, you know, like the Rangers, I'm a Ranger fan. So I'm very happy right now. Very rarely do I get this much pleasure, but so far so good. Realistically, though, college basketball to me is very underrated because people don't understand the first month of the season is as important as down the stretch because so many non-league games can help your resume for the tournament. And people don't realize that at times and say, oh, college football's on. I don't have to worry about college basketball. Well, I think a lot of coaches will tell you they schedule now to try to get some good games earlier in the season, and it does matter. But I'm a diehard college basketball.
No, that's a surprising answer to me because I would have expected, you know, I won't even mention boxing or horse racing. Those would be too obvious in terms of how those sports, at least boxing, has declined from when we were younger. But I would have expected that the answer would have been that college basketball is the one that has fallen off the charts for you, or even baseball to some degree. But it sounds like you love baseball just as much and college basketball as much as ever, which is fascinating to me.
Well, baseball, there's nothing else going to be on after the playoffs.
Well, that's for sure.
Once basketball and hockey are done, you're worried about NFL preseason. You're worried about rosters. You're worried about seeing how teams stay away from injuries, whatever. But bottom line is baseball doesn't have much against it for a while. So that's part of why I like baseball. The season's too long. This putting a runner on second base in the 10th inning.
I knew something had to bother you. That certainly bothers some of the peers.
Yeah, that does bother me. I mean, if you're going to play 16 innings, you're playing 16 innings.
Last thing, guys, because we've got to run here. But NFL season, obviously, some time away. Do you have an opinion as to a team, again, same question that I asked you about baseball, that's not necessarily on people's radars that you think might have a real go of it this year?
Buffalo. Buffalo.
Wow, that was a quick answer.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I mean, like what Buffalo has done. The Rams will still be around again, but I think the NFC is going to be tough. I'm going to say Buffalo.
Yeah, you better.
A lot of people talk up AFC West. A lot of people talk up the Chargers, and adding Khalil Mack certainly helps their defense. I'm going to say Buffalo.
Okay, Buffalo Bills. It is
better
noted.
Stay away from sports betting then, because Buffalo is going to that's America's team right now. They're their favorite.
That's right. Bill, Howie, a pleasure to meet you. Thank you so much for coming on. We'll have you back again.
My pleasure, anytime.
Howie Schwab, everybody. And Bill, thank you so much for doing it once again. Bill, who has brought not only Howie on before, but Teddy Atlas on the show before. Casey Kerr's been on the show. Bill, we appreciate it. We thank you again, man.
All right.
My God.
Have a great day.
Enjoy your day, guys. Bill Krackenberger and Howie Schwab on A Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Enjoy game one of the NBA Finals. Let's see if Trevisant can take set number two here at the French. Enjoy. From VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, the Lombardi Line is next.